Meatpacking plants dot the Midwest and offer a decent paycheck to people without strong English skills. That means the plants draw refugees and immigrants to towns that have not hosted particularly diverse populations in the past. For Harvest Public Media, Ponce Rutsch brings us this story of students with many different backgrounds coming together.
Fort Morgan is a town in northeastern Colorado with a population of about 11,000.
And actually, our little town, it's an anomaly. We have all these people from other places in the world, and we have one thing in common is soccer.
That's Nick Ng. He runs a cafe, teaches art, and coaches both the boys' and girls' soccer teams at Fort Morgan High School, the Mustangs.
But out of curiosity, even for myself, just shout out, like, your different countries that you're from. Even, you know, I know we got some Fort Morgan. Just
Guatemala.
El Salvador.
Mexico.
Kenya.
Kenya.
Somalia. Kenya.
Somalia.
Somalia.
Africa.
Africa. Which country? No.
Africa's a big
country.
Hey, this guy's Russian.
Ukraine. Sergey's Ukraine.
Many of the Mustangs have grown up here, but few call themselves Caucasian. People of Latino ancestry have lived in Fort Morgan for decades. And in 2006, a wave of refugees from Eastern Africa brought the population from 0% African American to somewhere between 6 and 10%. That kind of population change is common in meatpacking towns from Postville, Iowa, to Lexington, Nebraska, to Roseville, Illinois.
Where I come? Well, 'cause soccer's life.
James Lara and his best friend Eddie, or Heriberto Munoz, are both sophomores and identify as Hispanic. And waiting next to Eddie and James is Dwali Abdi.
I have passion because I want to be professional, you know. And my dad used to play soccer, though.
Yeah.
No, he's not here, though. He's in Africa right now.
Abdi has lived in Fort Morgan for 3 years. Before that, he lived in Cleveland. And before that, Somalia. He sends his father photos of his soccer games.
He's saying like that. Keep doing, you know, what you're doing, you know.
Coach Ng says the makeup of his team gives them a scrappy dynamic when they're on the field. But it's also led to some unwanted tensions during games.
We all play some schools that don't have the diversity we have. And yes, things are said on the field.
Ng and his assistant coach, Juan Anguiano, have heard their share of slurs.
If the referee doesn't hear, it's totally illegal. And all we do, hey, just keep it cool, it's part of the game, do the right thing.
They report the really hurtful incidents, but the truth is that those players are outside of their control. So they focus on what they can control, the cohesion of the Fort Morgan Mustangs. This isn't always easy.
What you might see is that when the kids arrive, they do sit separately.
There are a few clusters of Latino kids and a few clusters of African kids lacing up their cleats before practice. The Lone Rangers, like the kid from Ukraine, get absorbed into other groups. But otherwise, the team looks like how I remember my school cafeteria, with different cliques loosely based on ethnicity or neighborhood.
I need to incorporate some strategies to get them to mingle more.
Some of those strategies are a typical part of building a team. For example, if Coach Ng hears a swear word, he and all 50 or so guys at practice drop to the ground and start doing crunches.
Don't get comfortable. You always have to be trying 110%.
And they do a lot of crunches. James Lara says that by the end of last season, he had six-pack abs.
Over the summer, I got fat. So I only have like half of 4 packs.
And for every kid who's late, the whole team has to run a stride, meaning that they run to the half line and then sprint to the opposite goalpost.
All the way! Cross the line!
They run drills together, they pass to each other, and who knows which players will be waiting for you on the sidelines to join the scrimmage. Plus, it's only the beginning of the season. And Coach Ng says some of the team are still just learning each other's names.
What I do at the end of practice, we do hands around. So everyone's shaking hands, introducing themselves over and over again so that we get to know each other's names.
Only when each of the players touches 3 other players' hands can they go home. And if they know everyone's name, they still have to touch hands and say, good game or nice play, something to show sportsmanship.
I do need to do whatever I can to break down some of those barriers. It's a comfort zone. It's a comfort zone.
Next, Coach Ng is thinking of getting the kids to draw a teammate's name out of a hat and eat lunch with that person all week. Sounds a bit like the movie Remember the Titans. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ponce Rutsch.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. That story was originally produced by KUNC in Colorado. For more information, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.